It started. All right. What's the matter with you, boy? Old Spencer said. He said it pretty tough, too, for him. How many subjects did you carry this term?
Five, sir.
Fine. And how many are you failing in?
Four.
I moved my ass a little bit on the bed. It was the hardest bed I ever sat on. I passed English all right, I said, because I had all that Beowulf and Lord Rendall, my son, stuff when I was at the Hooton School. I mean, I didn't have to do any work in English at all, hardly, except write compositions once in a while. He wasn't even listening. He hardly ever listened to you when you said something. I flunked you in history because you knew absolutely nothing.
I know that, sir.
Boy, I know it. You couldn't help it. Absolutely nothing, he said over again. That's something that drives me crazy. When people say something twice that way, after you admit it the first time. Then he said it three times. But absolutely nothing. I doubt very much if you opened your textbook even once the whole term. Did you? Tell the truth, boy.
Well, I sort of glanced through it a couple of times, I told him. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. He was mad about history.
You glanced through it, eh? He said, very sarcastic. Your exam paper is over there on top of my chiffonier, on top of the pile. Bring it here, please. It was a very dirty trick, but I went over and brought it over to him. I didn't have any alternative or anything. Then I sat down on his cement bed again. Boy, you can't imagine how sorry I was getting that I'd stopped by to say goodbye to him.